WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. This is Wednesday, April 18th, really tax day, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We're going to see the sunshine today. Still a bit cool. More rain, though, is on the way. A computer crash gives you one more day to file your taxes. Reforms may be coming to prevent towns from relying on writing tickets to cover the local budget. More fake cop incidents being reported in South Jersey. In sports, Phillies score 4 at the top of the 10th, beating the Braves. Stanton's struggles continue as the Yanks lose to the Marlins. Mets lost again to the Nats. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, we're going to see some sunshine today.
We are, and a nice dry weather day, in fact, although it is pretty cold out there this morning. Temperatures in the 30s across the Garden State. Even though we had a freeze warning in effect for southern New Jersey, we are above freezing for all but the far northern part of the state, so I guess that's good news if you've done some early season gardening already. As Eric mentioned, plenty of sunshine ahead for today. It'll be breezy, and I'm going to call it pleasant, even as temperatures end up slightly cooler than normal. Highs in the mid to upper 50s, as we've discussed, normal for mid-April would be lower 60s, so we're about 5 degrees shy of that today. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance for a shower after about midnight, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow, not as pleasant. Mostly cloudy, few showers, a bit windy, highs upper 50s to around 60. But we'll start an extended stretch of dry weather on Friday, highs in the lower to mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds. Right now, west winds are 36, Newton 33, and Wall is 37.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. The IRS has extended the deadline to file your taxes until midnight tonight. This comes after the tax payment website crashed for hours. You do not need to file an extension. It is automatic. If you think your local town is just trying to jam you up with high fines for even the slightest infractions just to make money, the state's top judge tends to agree with you. Chief Justice Stuart Rabner vowing to reform how towns collect these fines after municipalities have run unchecked for decades. And Patrick Lambry joins us live with more on that. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. Rabner says it's disturbing and troubling seeing lower court judges pressured to raise revenue, and it's relevant not only in the case of a judge who served 9 Jersey towns and was recently convicted in a ticket-fixing scheme, but also that of Anthony Neisser of Jackson. 4 years ago at age 20, he got a $239 ticket for flicking a cigarette butt out his car window. He went to court and couldn't pay. Got thrown in jail because of that. His parents had to bail him out. A U.S. district judge says that's effectively extortion and ignores that defendants haven't waived their right to counsel regarding a jail sentence. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are in the 30s this morning, though. We will have plenty of sunshine later, breezy, pleasant. Temperatures will end up slightly cooler than normal with highs in the mid to upper 50s. We do have a chance of showers after midnight, but then it does look like we are going to get into an extended dry period, although it's not going to be terribly warm. Dan will have more on that, including a peek into your weekend, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the latest on that Southwest Airlines flight, a passenger killed, partially sucked out a window. That story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is chilly this morning. Temperatures are mostly in the 30s. We are going to see plenty of sunshine around later today, but we're probably not going to be beyond the mid to upper 50s today. We've got some rain to get through before we head into the weekend. The good news is the weekend will be dry. The not so good news, not terribly warm. We've been telling you over the last couple of weeks about 3 babies abandoned in different Jersey towns over the last week. 2 of them died. New Jersey does have a safe haven law allowing parents to give up their newborns, no questions asked. But there is concern that not enough people really know about it.
Acting Department of Children and Families Commissioner Christine Beyer says an expanded public awareness campaign is being planned to remind Jersey residents the Safe Haven program lets them give up their babies safely and anonymously at police stations, hospitals, firehouses, and first aid squads. And
people can feel they're not going to face criminal punishment if they're to abandon their child.
She adds DCF is also reaching out to the Department of Education, asking them to give safe haven awareness materials to different high schools. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Passengers aboard that Southwest Airlines flight where a woman was partially sucked out a broken window remain shaken. Tim McGinty and another passenger tried to pull that woman back inside the plane.
When we saw the window was gone, somebody saw the lady out the window, so just tried to get her back in.
One of the jet's engines exploded just 20 minutes into the flight from New York to Dallas, the emergency landing made in Philly. Southwest says the engine that exploded just passed an inspection 2 days earlier. They're now speeding up inspections on all similar engines. Initial investigation data shows metal fatigue as a possible cause. Another hellish commute for New Jersey Transit passengers. This time, the Raritan Valley line. They were kicked off a delayed train, left standing on the platform in the cold Monday night, first told another train was coming. When that train arrived, the conductor said they would not be taking them to their stop because NJT didn't want to pay overtime. They'd have to wait even longer for another train. NJT isn't really commenting on specifics other than to say they're looking into it. We have more details and video shot by passengers. It's an exclusive at NJ1015.com, though we will caution you about the language used in that video. State lawmakers appear to get a public acknowledgement from the Murphy administration that school aid figures are going to be recalculated for the next school year. And a good number of districts face less in aid than what was first promised.
The decade-old school formula is still being run with restrictions on how much a district's aid can increase in a year and an assurance it won't drop below 2008 levels. Senator Paul Sarlo says both will be reworked this spring, and Acting Education Commissioner Lamont Repelette says that's okay.
The administration understands that a budget that will be coming back from the legislature will include a reworking of both the state aid growth caps and the adjustment aid.
Yes. Okay. It will include modernizing the formula.
Okay. And you're comfortable with that?
Yes.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Did you know it was Election Day in New Jersey yesterday? More than a dozen school districts held their annual elections. Almost no one showed up to vote. In most cases, these elections include approval of school budgets, which impacts how much your local taxes go up. Hudson County saw the highest turnout, just under 13%. In New Brunswick, turnout was less than 4%. Another fake cop incident in South Jersey. Third this month, a man claims he was beaten up by two men who pulled him over in a vehicle with an emergency light. It happened on the Burlington Bypass in Burlington Township. The victim claims he was dragged out of the car, thrown to the ground, had his money stolen. Similar incidents have been reported in Delanco and Florence. Barbara Bush didn't hesitate to tell people her trademark pearl necklaces were fake. Americans liked that everything else about the snowy-haired First Lady was real. The wife of the nation's 41st president, mother of the 43rd, brought a plain-spoken, grandmotherly style to button-down Washington. Mrs. Bush died Tuesday. She was 92. Disease, terrorism, extreme weather. Are you prepared? According to a state-by-state assessment, New Jersey's ability to manage health emergencies has improved. The state's readiness is in line with the nation's as a whole.
The 2018 National Health Security Preparedness Index finds New Jersey is one of 12 states that meet the national average for health security. Some are above, but most are below.
We have a couple of domains in which New Jersey is outperforming the nation.
Researcher Anna Hoover says those involve delivering high-quality medical services during and after emergencies and the ability to deploy people, supplies, money, and info. New Jersey falls short in the category health security surveillance, how states detect and monitor health threats and identify where hazards start and spread. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Temperatures this morning are in the 30s. We'll see plenty of sunshine, but not terribly warm today and really right on through the weekend, even though the weekend weather looks dry. Dan will have an extended look at that, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning, and we're going to see something we haven't seen an awful lot of lately today, Dan.
And that would be sunshine and dry weather, absolutely. I think today's going to be a pretty nice weather day here across New Jersey, although temperatures will end up a little bit below normal. Even this morning, we've got a chill in the air. Temperatures are in the 30s, so you will need the jacket or sweater as you head out the front door. Mostly sunny skies. There will be some clouds mixed in. It's not a perfectly bright blue sky sunny day, but it'll be pretty nice with a stiff breeze. increase throughout the day as well. High temperatures mid to upper 50s, about 5 below normal for this time of year. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance for a shower after midnight with lows in the mid 40s. And actually, tomorrow is the only day of the next 7 that has a rain chance in it. And it's just a few spot showers. Part of New Jersey may end up dry tomorrow. It will be mostly cloudy and a bit windy, so still not the greatest weather day. Highs for tomorrow, upper 50s to around 60 degrees. Mix of sun and clouds on Friday. It'll be breezy and a bit cooler, highs lower to mid-50s, but so begins an extended stretch of dry weather that takes us right through early next week, and yes, that includes the weekend. Not really going to be warm, though. Saturday, we're stuck in the 50s with partly sunny skies, more sunshine on Sunday, and that'll warm us up into the lower 60s, looking pretty good. We'll see more 60s through early next week. Our next rain chance may not be until Wednesday or Thursday of next week, so enjoy the dry, quiet weather while it lasts. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a computer crash is extending the IRS tax payment deadline until midnight tonight. The state's chief justice is leading reforms to the way towns have relied on writing tickets to cover the local budget. Sports, Phillies score 4, top of the 10th, beat the Braves 5-1. Stanton continues to struggle as the Yanks lose to the lowly Marlins. Mets lost again to the Nationals 5-2. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Pretty chilly out there to start. Temperatures in the 30s across the entire state, but we will see plenty of sunshine today and a bit of a breeze. I'm going to call it pleasant, even though temperatures below normal for mid-April. Look for highs in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is on a Wednesday morning as we reach the midweek point, and we'll see some sunshine today. Though it won't be particularly warm, we'll stay maybe in the low to mid-50s today. We have some rain to get through before we start pushing into the weekend, but then it does look like we're going to see an extended dry spell, even though it won't be terribly warm. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The administrative director of New Jersey's courts says he's gotten calls from California, Florida, New York, North Carolina, all asking about the state's criminal justice reforms. He's pleased with the effort, but warns it's on track to run out of money within the next 2 years.
There are costs for the criminal justice reforms, including more than 270 people employed by the program that operates 7 days a week to assess the risks of everyone who's arrested to recommend whether to release them or jail them until trial. In all, it costs around $35 million a year, but Judge Glenn Grant says only $22 million in court filing fees are dedicated to the program.
Our projections show the pretrial services program will run out of money by the fourth quarter of 2020.
Adding to the challenge, Grant says filing fees have again declined this year. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Governor Murphy has signed a measure that makes your registration automatic for voting in New Jersey anytime you interact with a motor vehicle commission. Murphy says the law is needed, quote, in the age of President Trump and voter suppression. The new law does give you a chance to opt out of registration. Republicans oppose the measure, saying it attempts to address a problem that is not an issue. State election data shows 95% of eligible voters are already registered in New Jersey. New York City is officially banning open-door helicopter flights from taking off within the five boroughs after last month's deadly helicopter crash. It does not, however, affect helicopters that take off from New Jersey, like the one that crashed in the East River in March, killing 5. A new report finds New Jersey has one of the worst economic outlooks of any state in the nation.
Jonathan Williams of the American Legislative Exchange Council says the Rich States, Poor States report ranks Jersey as the fifth worst state in the nation for economic outlook because of a number of variables, including
overregulation, overtaxation. You add to that weak economic growth over the last several years, weak job creation, huge outmigration.
He adds, unless policy is changed in Trenton, the Garden State will continue trending downward. The report finds the state with the brightest economic outlook is Utah. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:25. President Trump has given his blessing for North and South Korea to discuss the end of the Korean War at their summit next week. But no such deal is going to be made without the involvement of the other countries that fought in the 1950 to 53 war, and especially the U.S. The reason is South Korea was not a direct signatory to the armistice that actually stopped the fighting. Temperatures this morning are lingering in the 30s. We will push into the 50s today. Mid-50s will do it for the high just about everywhere today. It will be plenty of sun overhead today. Rain could come in after midnight, but it looks like we'll dry out for the weekend. Dan will have more on that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, the IRS extends the tax deadline. Towns may be looking at major reforms in how they write tickets. And we'll update business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:28. As we update business news, Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher Wednesday after Beijing added to a swelling trade dispute with Washington, hiking tariffs on U.S. sorghum. Tech and consumer services companies, retailers, and healthcare stocks continued to that broad rally on Wall Street yesterday, with the Dow up almost a full percent at 24,786. That nudges the blue chip average into positive territory for the year. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
New Jersey 101.5.